AP News for this Sunday, June 25th. I'm Jackie Quinn. U.S. cities celebrate Pride today. Members of the LGBTQ community marching to make their presence known, like this parade in New York City. Julie Walker reports.
Tens of thousands are taking part, and even more lining Lower Fifth Avenue to watch. It's embracing a unity message, and it's a call to action as new laws targeting the LGBTQ plus community take effect in several U.S. states.
U.S. officials are monitoring developments in Russia after the leader of a private military coup attempt has backed away. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says this has weakened the image of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Profound questions about the very premises for this Russian aggression against Ukraine that Prigozhin surfaced very publicly, as well as a direct challenge to Putin's authority. So I think we've seen more cracks emerge in the Russian facade.
Blinken spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. In Greece, the conservative New Democracy Party won a landslide victory in the country's second election. Projections show it's gained enough parliamentary seats for a second four-year term in office. Two deadly shootings overnight. At least three people were killed in Kansas City, Missouri, in two separate incidents at the same intersection. And two people were killed in Saginaw, Michigan, when shots rang out at a large street party. Authorities are testing the water quality along a stretch of the Yellowstone River, where a freight train derailed after a bridge collapse. Authorities say human remains are being tested in Southern California, found in a mountain area where actor Julian Sands disappeared 5 months ago. This is AP News. A Hollywood director's thoughts on the Titan.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. Titanic director James Cameron tells the BBC he had no doubts something catastrophic and immediate had happened to the Titan submersible as soon as he had heard it had simultaneously lost its communications, electronics, and tracking transponder. Cameron himself has made more than 30 dives to the Titanic wreckage. He says the media's focus on the 96 hours of oxygen and the banging noises was just a cruel, slow turn of the screw for 4 days.
Hi. What's happening?
Family therapist Charity Lawson will look for love on ABC's The Bachelorette starting Monday. She was sent home during the 8th week of Zach Shallcross's season on The Bachelor. Lawson says she might as well give The Bachelorette a try.
Dating apps and just dating in the real world is chaotic as it gets. So I'm like, if that's chaotic, then being The Bachelorette can't be any worse than that.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.